April 2, European nationals must obtain an electronic travel authorization, ETA, before traveling to the UK, as the British government expands the scheme initially introduced in 2023. The move aims to enhance immigration security and streamline entry procedures for visa-exempt travelers. What is an ETA and who needs one? An ETA is a digital travel permit required for short visits to the UK. It is not a visa but is digitally linked to the traveler's passport, granting them permission to board a flight or other mode of transport to the UK. However, it does not guarantee entry, which remains subject to border control approval. The requirement applies to all travelers who do not need a visa for short stays and do not already hold a UK immigration status. The UK had previously implemented the system for non-European nationals, including those from the United States, Canada, and Australia. Now, European nationals must also comply with the new regulation. Who is exempt from ETA? Travelers do not need an ETA if they have a valid UK visa, hold permission to live, work, or study in the UK, including settled or pre-settled status, are transiting through a UK airport without passing through border control, are British or Irish citizens, possess a British Overseas Territories passport, are traveling from Ireland, Guernsey, Jersey, or the Isle of Man, are a child on a France-UK school trip, are exempt from immigration control. For dual citizens, those holding British or Irish citizenship do not need an ETA and can travel using their valid passports. Cost and how to apply. The application for an ETA costs £10, but the UK government has announced an increase to £16 starting April 9. Travelers can apply via the UK ETA mobile app or the government's official website. While many applications are processed within minutes, officials advise allowing at least 3 working days for approval in case of further review. Applicants must pay the fee, provide passport and contact details, submit a valid photograph, and answer a short questionnaire. The passport used for travel must match the one used for the ETA application. What if an application is denied? If an ETA application is rejected, the applicant will receive a reason for refusal and can reapply. However, there is no appeal process. Those who are denied an ETA must apply for a visa if they still wish to visit the UK. ETA for transit passengers. Passengers transiting through the UK without passing border control do not need an ETA. However, authorities advise travelers to check with their airline for confirmation. Validity and impact on border security. An ETA remains valid for 2 years or until the passport expires, whichever comes first. It allows multiple visits to the UK, with each stay permitted for up to 6 months. The UK Home Office claims the system will strengthen border security by requiring applicants to provide biometric and